family is just your group meeting. You meet every week in the hall. Yeah. Is it right? You will never become lost in the church life. Yeah. But if you only come to the Lord's Day meeting, once we change the meeting place, you know, Moscow is big. 10 million people. Yeah, once if you stop and then you couldn't find a meeting place, then because you don't belong to any group, no one informed you, you don't know where we will be, then you got lost in the church life. Those who can be numbered as the God, army of God, they are in the family. Amen. Let me ask you, who are your family in the church life? Do you have family? Do you have groups? Right? When you have burden, you know, one time I was already in Berlin 2 years ago, and then my son, he was in Taiwan, he has big problem, and he called us, and then eventually he said, oh, I trouble you so much. I told him, you are not troubling me. This is what the family is for. Amen. I'm your family. I'm for you. Don't worry about that. Is it right? In the church life, do you have a family? Do you have somewhere you can go and fellowship whatever happened to you? And there are people open to you and bearing your burden with you. Do you have such a family? That is your groups. We all need to have a group just like our family. Those who can be numbered, they are in the family. They can be numbered. So brother and sister, we need the group meeting. We need a group life so that we can be in the church life and we can fight for the Lord. Now we come to the outline. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Okay, I just share with you. Concerning the functions of the group meeting, okay, this is what I wrote. According to my preparation, firstly, as we read, the 80% of the group meeting should consist of the 80% of the church life. Why did Brother Lee say that? Actually, Brother Lee several times mentioned about group meeting should consist of the 80% of the church life. Because in the homes, when we meet from house to house, we can preach the gospel. Can we? Sure. And we can nourish and cherish the new believers. It's easily, right? And then we also can perfect the new believers. So this is why Brother Lee say 80% of the church life should be carried out in a group meeting. For example, like in the big meeting, we always have certain content. We always have certain topic. We have certain goal. It's not flexible, is it right? But however, if we only have B meeting, maybe our content is rich for you, but it's too difficult for the new believer. Even for the unbeliever, sometimes I saw some sense invite some gospel friend to the Lord's Day meeting. Which let us read Brother Lee when he talked about group meeting, he always used this verse, that is Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, 25. Can we read together? See the one another, so also to incite one another to love and good works. Not abandoning our own assembling together, as the custom with some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing near. Bradley say, what kind of meeting? In the meeting, we can incite, consider one another. We can incite one another to love and good works. We can encourage one another. What kind of meeting we can exhort one another? That is the meeting from house to house, right? Even in the big meeting, many sense you don't know his name. How can you consider one another inside one another? Is it right? But I believe in the house, home, in the group meeting, when we have meeting from house to house, we have like always less than 10 people. I'm sure after a few weeks, you know everyone's name, yeah. Right? You will remember everyone. Then we will begin to consider one another inside one another. So I encourage you, you also can encourage me. I still remember, you know, when I was in Russia, the church life was very, very new. But one day, in my groups, because we found an apartment, very old apartment, I tried to renovate that to put a new wallpaper. But for me, I was not experienced. So I spent a whole day with another brother. We only finished half of them. And then we share our experience with the saints. And then after Lord's Day meeting, two sisters, middle-aged sisters, came to my home. They were in my group. They heard my testimony. They came with working rope. And they say, Newman, I can help you to do the wallpaper. In less than half day, they finished everything. They were much more experienced. You know, we just came there, moved there, just few months only. You know, and they were just got saved in the church life. But they really nourished me just by helping me to renovate my apartment. Even I can testify, one day when my wife got pregnant, she went back to Taiwan to wait for the delivery of the baby. And then the day, 2 hours before the group meeting, and then one sister, elderly sister, called me, and she said, we have four sisters. We want to come 1 hour before the group meeting. Can we? I said, sure. I thought they were coming to fellowship with me. Okay. So they came, four sisters. You know what did they do?
Take care of your wife.
My wife was in Taiwan. They wash all my windows. Yeah, because the window always had two, in Russia, because cold, they have two layers, right? Two glasses. Yeah, so I didn't know how to open it, so it was dirty inside. So they wash all my window before the group meeting. I so nourished and encouraged by them. Even they were just got saved, even a little bit more than 1 year. But however, brother and sister, we can incite one another. If we don't have a group, we don't have a practical family, who will take care of your knee? Do you understand me? So before I moved to Russia, in my mind, Russian, wow, they must be a very dangerous place. Everywhere was KGB. But however, after a few months of the church, I told my mother, I wrote to her, I say, actually, I was in the home. I never left home. I was in God's family. I have someone I can build with. Even they were very new in the church life. But they were in my group. They support me. We support one another.
Amen.
Brother and sister, we must have some our own assembly together. Amen. So that we can incite one another, exhort one another, so we can really build up with one another.
Amen.
Okay. And also, the function of the group meeting, not only we can support one another, we also shepherd the young believer, especially taking care of the weak saints. You know, in a big family, there are always some young ones. They are always have some weaker ones. We really need to take care of one another. Okay, then the third point is we need to recover brothers and sisters who have not met for a long time or who has been lost. In the group, we should pray for them and locate them and also contact them. So usually, according to the church name list, we always have three times, four times, five times more than the number of the meeting in the church life. Is it right? So the church phone list always has much more than the real number of the church members. So it shows that, brothers and sisters, there are many today, they stop the meeting because of their circumstances. Who knows them? If we only have big meeting, nobody pay attention to them. But if they are in our group, and we can pray for them. And then also we can what? We can locate them. Because maybe some of them, they know where they are. And then eventually after our prayer, we can go to them and shepherd them. This is the function of the group meeting. Everyone should belong to a certain family, have fellowship of the divine life, so that they can be real, have real connection with the saints, and eventually no one will be lost. You know, sometimes in my church life, because in Taiwan before, even right now in Berlin, every meeting, Lord's Day, we have over 100 saints there. So sometimes you just didn't pay attention to who didn't come. Is it right? And after a few weeks, and this one just totally got lost. And then after a few months later, and we finally remember, oh, this one hasn't been coming to the meeting for a long time, and nobody knows where he is now. Is it right? This is our situation. If we only have the big meeting, without the meeting from house to house, many people will be lost. Yes, they may encounter certain kind of family problem, work problem, or some difficulties. But however, if no groups, no one pray for him, no one care for him, and no one fellowship with him, no one support him, eventually, it's very easy, he just got lost. This is our history of the church life. This is what happened to us all the time. We get a lot of people saved, but eventually we also have a lot of people get lost in the church life. Why? Because we don't have this group meeting. So we must recover and build out a group meeting in the church life. And then lastly, we can preach the gospel to the relative, friends, and neighbor of the saints. You know, one time, I was serving in Taiwan in one of the places. In my group meeting, there was a gospel friend. He was an elderly woman. And you know, in Taiwan, the Chinese people, mostly they were not believers. They were like Buddhist or some other religions. So this elderly woman was also very traditional. So, but she came to the meeting, and then we begin to preach the gospel. We want to preach the gospel. You know what the saints do? Everybody look at me because I'm a full-timer. They say, go, preach the gospel to her. She need the gospel. So, of course, I begin to share something after my sharing. And then gradually, everybody also share their testimony. And then in one of the elderly sisters in my group, very, very seldom heard she spoke in the meeting. But that night, she gave her testimony to that elderly woman. They were almost the same age, same background. So after her sharing, that elderly woman said, this is what I need. We share a lot, didn't touch her. But what that sister, she seldom speak in the meeting, but her testimony really touched that elderly woman. Eventually, she just right there got saved. Amen. Did you see that in the group meeting, we can everyone function. Amen. When everyone function, when the people come to us, they will testify, God is with us. Amen. So in the group meeting, we can everyone function and then easy to preach the gospel to people. So brotherly say, the basis of for the increase and the spread of the church, that is from house to house. Because the group meeting has a defensive function, that is to uphold and restore the saints, to give them a kind of warm feeling. You know, many times recently also there was a brother. Before he was very good, active in the church life. He was young, he was a student, also working, very exercised, preaching the gospel every week with me. And then all the meeting he joined, and his English is good. He always translate for the saints. And he also lead, sometimes help to lead the PSRB. So he was a very active brother. He went to all the conferences. Even he went to NACT. Even one time, I brought him to the summer training. What a wonderful brother, right? Young brother, a typical German. And then, but 2 months ago, because I left, I have a break, I went back to Taiwan. And because of his study, the final study, the last semester of his master study, he met some, encountered some problem. So he stopped the meeting for 2 months. So when I came back, one day he called me. He said, "Brother, everyone asked me why you didn't come to the meeting." He felt so condemned. So he said, "I didn't know how to come back to the church life." He called me. Do you have this feeling? Sometimes when we became weak, sometimes we were afraid of coming back. But what is the best place for this weak one? In the home. In the home, give you a more warm up atmosphere so that his heart can be warmed up and gradually he can be recovered. Amen. So the group meeting has a defensive function that is to keep the saints. And then also have the offensive function that is to preach the gospel, spreading the truth to gain the fruits for the Lord. So I really hope and pray, brother and sister, may all the locality have many, many group meetings. I heard some of the locality, because of course the size of the church may not be big. I really hope at least we can have 2 group meetings. Amen. Let us pray, right? So if you have 15 people, probably you can have 2 group meetings, right? But if you only have 10, probably just 1 group. But if you have more than 10, it's better to have 2 groups so that the saints can practically, weekly, come together, pray for one another, and build up with one another. I think the Lord gradually will add more with us. Amen. Okay, lastly, the function of the group meeting, that is brotherly, always emphasize, that is to perfect the saints. Amen. By mutual asking and mutual teaching. You know, maybe some of you are teacher. Maybe as a teacher, you know that who always in your class, who are the best student or good student. Usually the good student always have a lot of what? Questions. You know, the children, they don't like to study. They always don't have any questions. It's better not to have any questions. Is it right? But the good student always have curiosity. They want to ask something. Actually, in order to perfect the sense, question is very important. Right? If the sense don't have any question, it means that what? They don't want to study the truth. They are not interested in the truth. But sometimes with proper question, mutual asking question, will stir up their desire of knowing the truth. Yeah, it's really truth. So sometimes they themselves do have some question. Or we can prepare some proper questions from what we read, the ministry or the Bible, by asking mutual asking question. It will stir up our desire of knowing the truth. And also by mutual answering. You know, usually, especially like some brother and sister, after having been in the church life for a long time, we have heard so many messages after messages. So whenever we heard the question, right away we have blah, 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 blah. We answer all the questions. Maybe your question is complete. Maybe your question is correct. But however, Brother Lee always emphasized mutual asking and mutual answering. Right. Even allowing to any new one, you can let them speak according to what they understand. Yeah. I always learn from this. You know, sometimes when I fellowship with a brother and sister, when I present some point, and after that, the more mature brother answer me, I feel there's a kind of comparison. And that kind of comparison really uplift me. And that kind of comparison really impressed me very much. If I don't speak, I only listen, not much will remain in me. After my speaking, I listen to you, then I get more impression. Is it right? So the best way is not just listening. You know, one time I was in the army for the Taiwanese before when I was in the young people. We all need to serve in the army for 2 years. And one time we have a competition of swimming. Okay, so many of our soldiers in my groups, they couldn't swim. So they were a teacher teaching them how to swim. You know, our teacher, how to teach them? Not in the water. They stand on the ground. They say, okay, this way, one, two, one, two. Like, I don't know, I forgot. And then after they practice a lot, okay, go to the water, and no one can swim. And then I remember how I learned the swimming. You know, near my home, there was a swimming pool. We have a group of children. You know, we just went together and jumped into the water. I couldn't swim, and then we just helped one another. And gradually, we all can swim very well. So the best way is not just give you an instruction. You should do this, you should do that. The best way is just do it. Just fellowship. Amen. According to whatever you have, we help one another. Then we can have more impression. Everyone learn. Everyone learn from one another. This is the way it will stir up the interest, the desire of the new believer to learn more, to be perfected. And we also can learn more. Yeah. Okay. Then, how about brother and sister? Now we come to message 16. Now we come to Roman numeral 2. Can we read together? The characteristics of the group meeting. Did you find out that? Okay, can we read again?
The characteristics of the group meeting.
Amen. Point A, brothers.
The way we meet in mutuality.
Point B, sisters. Amen. Point C, together. The time and the attending ones can be freely decided. Amen. So the characteristic of the group meeting, first point is mutuality. It is very crucial. Don't try to change the B meeting into a small meeting. In the B meeting, we have a very firm structure, right? Who will lead the scene? Who will give the message? Who will give the confirming word? But in the group meeting, in the homes, we don't have a firm structure. We should pay attention to the mutuality. We need to allow everyone can speak, everyone can sing, everyone can pray, and everyone can function. Even sometimes the unbeliever, they can also function in certain way. Really true. Before I serve in one place, we have the Bible study together in one of the university. In my group, we always have like 10 unbeliever gospel friends join our Bible study. Yeah, but I try my best. Every time, I will lead them to read through the Bible and some point from the footnote. And after that, I try my best to encourage everyone to share something. Yeah. You know, even they were just unbelievers, never read the Bible before, they can still share. Because once they open up and share something, they will be touched by the Spirit. Amen. They will be touched by the Word. So we need to encourage everyone, even the children. You know, sometimes in a meeting, in like home or some meeting, we just let the children, go there, don't bother us. But actually, sometimes we really need to include them to sing with us. Yeah. Right? They can pray with us, even just one sentence. It's good. They will enjoy the church life, the real church life. So everyone can really function in the church life. I still remember one time in one of the meetings, we just recovered a sister. She is a high schooler. And she got recovered because I went there to preach the gospel. There was no church there. And then, she got saved because her family was a Christian family. But she stopped the meeting for a long time. She just got recovered. She came to the meeting. And one time she prayed. She began to pray. She didn't have any word to pray. She just said, Lord, I love you. Then the second sentence, she wanted to continue to pray, but she did not have word. And then she said, Lord, I really, really, really love you. That's all. But that prayer really refreshed me. She really did not have a rich prayer, but she has a very fresh prayer. Just by one, two sentences, refresh everyone.
Amen.
So mutuality is the most important characteristic of the group meeting. So don't try to say, children, go to the next room. Maybe they cannot stay for a long time, but they still can enjoy something with us. May they used to enjoy something with us, function in the meeting. Actually, especially children like to sing. Is it right? When we are singing, they can sing with us. This is good. So we hope that in every group meeting, we will have the mutual enjoyment of the Lord. B, the content being flexible. As we mentioned, sometimes the gospel friend were invited to the group meeting, right? We can change our meeting into the gospel preaching right away. You can say, hey, brother and sister, how about share your testimony, how you got saved?
Right.
You know, Brother Lee, I will emphasize. I will say this way. He say, the new ones are the new blood in the church life.
Amen.
You know, sometimes in a group meeting, the more we meet together, be the same people meeting together, eventually we become very poor. Why? There was a saying. Our group meeting is sometimes just like the older people. They retire, they have nothing, they always playing chess together. Old people playing chess together, because what does it mean? It means that your next step, I already know. Because every time the same, you will take the next step. Do you understand? All your testimony, I have heard so many times. Even I can repeat your testimony. Is it right? So eventually we feel bored in the meeting because we don't have the new one. But once a new one comes to the group meeting, your testimony, although I have heard so many times, still good, very good, because it's not for me, it's for him. Is it right?
Amen.
So the new one is important. We need to always invite our friend, colleague, new one to our group meeting, right? So that, you know, we can preach the gospel to them. Sometimes we have some new ones. We need to find something more suitable for the new believer so that they can enjoy the milk of the Word of God. Point C, the time attending ones can be freely decided. We need to make our time and place more flexible. You know, I have another group meeting in another place. Actually, we began by home meeting in one of the new believers' home. I went to him because he just got saved 2 weeks. So I began to nourish him. But he invited his friend. He is an unbeliever. But he joins sometimes came to the church like for half a year. And then, so then after we fellowship, I say, okay, do you want to read with me the Bible next week? They say, sure. Okay, and then I ask them, which place we can meet? And that gospel friend say, my place. Come to my place. So from next week onward, every week we went to his place. From two brothers, eventually we have 15 brothers. Wow. And after we have this group meeting for half a year, this one, the host, who was an unbeliever, he got baptized. Hallelujah. In his home. And at that time, I was not there. He himself asked the brother, can I be baptized? He got saved. You know, he testified. Many times, sometimes he came to the meeting, but no one helped him to read the Bible. No one helped him to know the Lord. They just tried to cherish me, prepare a good food, love feast for me. Yes, and he was happy, but he didn't know the Lord at all after half a year. But after we have reading, studying the Word of God for half a year, even I was not there, no one pushed him, and he said, I want to be baptized. Since that time, his home was open for our brother's group meeting, and eventually, he also opened his home for the young adult's group meeting. Praise the Lord. Now he's bearing responsibility in the district. Very, very good, brother. So, brother and sister, this is really a good way we can perfect one another. Now let us come to Roman numeral 3, the four basic factors of the group meeting. Let us read together, very important. Praying and singing. Let us repeat these four words. The Spirit, the Word, praying and singing. Point A, the mingled spirit. Brother Lee always encourages us. You know, many times before the group meeting, what we are preparing is always the physical food, right? To clean out our home and prepare a lot of physical food. But who prepared the spirit? Brother Lee testified, only the spirit can give you life. Amen. When people come to us, meet with us, what can they gain from us? Right? If they just enjoy your Chinese food, right? After a few times, they will be tired. They will not be interested in your Chinese food anymore. But however, what can really give them life? Yeah. That is the Spirit. Yeah. This is why the first thing we need to prepare before the meeting. Yes, we do need to clean up the home. We do need to prepare the dishes. But however, while we are doing all these things, brother and sister, we can exercise our spirit. We can, while we are doing these dishes, praying for the saints. Lord, release them. Pray they will come in a joyful way. The more we pray, the more our spirit exercise. When we come to the meeting, spontaneously, the spirit will be dispensed into others. And only the spirit which gave life. Okay, the second word, that is the rhema word. We all know that in the Bible, the word has logos word and rhema word. Only the rhema word, the word which I spoke to you is spirit and life. Amen. That is the rhema word. So this is why if you want to have the instant word, timely word from the Lord, you also need to have the logos word. You know, one day when I was in Moscow, at that time, I remember we were entering, enjoying 1 Corinthians. That week is chapter 7. Do you know what chapter 7 talking about? The marriage, right? Concerning the marriage. So I really enjoyed that week. And then that weekend, I went to a place called, the founder of the communism. I forgot. Yes, and then another city. There are two people there. The one is Mark, and then another one. That city, okay. That I met the young people seeking young believers there. And then, so I went to him. You know, when I went to his home, he had that chart of that picture of from our recovery version concerning the Lord's coming back, seven, that chart, and also God New Testament economy. He drove by himself, and then he put on his wall. He's really a seeking believer. But he was meeting in denomination. He was the group leader of the young people. So every week, he gathered a lot of young people in his home. He using the life lesson to feed them. The more he used life lesson, the more young people coming. They got nourishment, they like it, they pursue the truth. But however, their pastor began to warn him, never use that. If you want to use that and contact us, you will be kicked out. And then he asked me, what should I do? What will you say? Oh, good, get out from the denomination. No, don't say that. Because he grew up there, and he was a very important person there. So then suddenly he asked me this kind of question. But fortunately, because that week I was enjoying 1 Corinthians chapter 7 about marriage. How is marriage related to whether or not he should stay or leave? Because Brother Lee in Life Study mentioned about three very important principles, right? You should remain in the same status while you are being called. So when you are being called as a slave, just to be a slave, don't change. The second principle, don't try to change your environment, your situation. The third, if the third one say, okay, I want to divorce you, then you lay it down peacefully. This is the principle. You shall not initiate any change. So I say, brother, stay. Stay. This is the place you got called from the Lord. Never initiate any change. But if one day they kick you out, praise the Lord, don't be disappointed. They kick you out, it is not you. Then he got kicked out. He was very happy. He finished his study, and then he came to the full-time training. Now he became the serving one in the full-time training in Moscow. Hallelujah. That is almost 30 years ago. Praise the Lord. So sometimes the rhema word really supply life to people. But how can you have rhema word if you never know the principle revealed in 1 Corinthians chapter 7? How can you supply them? But of course, we need to read the Logos word. We need to read the interpreting word. We need to have the truth constituted into us. Then we also need to pray, Lord, in his situation, which word I can supply him? But always, the word you enjoy the most always become the supply to the others. So every day, every week, we should have some enjoyment from the Logos word, so that we, in the groups, we can really give them the rhema word. Amen. Point C, we need to pray. We always need to pray together. Brother Lee said we need to pray before the meeting. Pray in the meeting. Even in the end, we need to pray. Amen. Brother and sister, prayer is really the most important characteristic of our church life. Amen. So in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, they continue steadfastly in the teaching and fellowship of apostles. And what? Breaking the bread and prayer. Prayer should be the most important thing in our church life. And also singing. Praise the Lord. I think young people like to sing. We all like to sing. The more we sing, the more our heart will be open to the Lord. May the Lord fill us with these four crucial elements. The Spirit, the Word, praying and singing. Lastly, let us come to Romans number 4. Read together. Of the group meeting. Point A, speaking and singing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Amen. So when we come together, the best way to open up people is by singing. We can sing together, even we can speak what we sing. Point B, let us read together. Fellowship, mutual care, and shepherd. This is also what we neglect sometimes in our group meeting. You know, sometimes we come together. Before the meeting, we have a lot of talk. When the meeting begins, okay, everybody, become serious. Okay, we sing, we exercise, And then after prayer, let us read something. And after the reading, okay, now the tea time. Oh, everybody become leaving. Okay, again. But however, brothers, in the meeting, there's a very crucial element. That is, we need to fellowship, interceding, have mutual care and shepherding of one another. This is very crucial. We need to open to one another so that we can know one another, that we can really pray for one another. We can really bear the burden for one another. Even sometimes, we all have our problem in our family, in our work, in many different things. But brother and sister, we need to learn to open up ourselves. Yeah, especially for a period of time, because I'm serving full time and I need to move. The brother always, after 3 or 5 years in one place, he asked me to move to another place. When my children, they were young, little, so just go. They would just, and then go. And then, but when they were teenager, wow, it caused me a big problem. But however, when I have a problem, you know, many times even my wife say, you can solve the problem of others' children, but you cannot solve the problem with your own children. It's true. Very difficult. But however, you know, sometimes I was struggling, sure, I open my situation to the saints. Do you understand me? If the brother and sister saw me, they saw my son's situation, say, what? This is Newman's son. That is the serving brothers, their children. How can they be like this? Oh, Lord Jesus. Should I open? You know, I found out that the Lord gradually breathed through in me. I began to open to the saints and ask the saints to pray for us. Then I really enjoy the saints, how they endeavor to shepherd my children in many different ways. Not every way work, but I really touched by their love. So after I moved to a new place, my son was totally close to any, did not open to any saints. But however, I saw this one, another one. They try this way, that way, invite them to eat some good food, bring them to somewhere, buy something for them. They try many different ways. Eventually, I can tell you, especially for my younger one, after he went to the university, every month he went back there. His family was there. He had some friend really shepherd him. But of course, in the beginning, it was very difficult for me to open up my family situation. But once the Lord gave me some grace, that when I opened up, I asked the saint to pray for us. I really enjoy the shepherding from the body. Although many times their way didn't work. But however, I got the support from the body. Pray for one another. I need you. You need me. We can pray for one another. We need such a kind of fellowship in our group meeting. See, teaching in mutuality and then carrying out the church service. So I also hope one day, right now, especially in the church in Berlin, we gradually, because we have 11 groups right now, and then we hope gradually all the hospitality, and it's right now Lord's Day office, we all carry out by groups. Amen. This week, your group carry out. Next week, this group. Next week, this group. It's very good. Very wonderful. So that the saints can really, everyone can function in the groups. Amen. May the Lord bless the churches. I know there are 7 churches, right? Or 8 in Netherlands. 7 churches in Netherlands. May the Lord bless every locality with many, many meetings from house to house. Many group meetings, many spiritual families that we can build in this family. We can pray for one another, support one another, perfect one another. With such a basis of the church life, the Lord will have the way to have his increase in the church. May the Lord bless us. Amen.